the road. One of them had a heart pure as gold. The sky was split, and pure in heart, I'm shut away. Oh, but the other one left behind did not purge his heart in time, crying to the Lord, but for him it was too late. I pray we'll all be ready. I pray we'll all be ready. I pray we'll all be ready for his return. I pray that we'll get down on our knees so that the Lord can wash us clean. I pray we'll all be ready for his return.
Be ready. last days. Right now is the time to get ready. Amen. We're going to turn the service over to our evangelist. Appreciate Brother David Brock. Appreciate him obeying the Lord and such the effort that he puts forth. Amen. To preach the word. And I think that we've really been blessed this week. And once again, thankful for all our visitors to be with us tonight. You just enter in here and receive from the Lord. And come on, Brother David, obey the Lord.
Thank you, Pastor. Praise God. Well, I pray we all will be ready. Because ready or not, the Lord is coming.
That's right.
And you ain't going to have time to do like we did as kids and when we played hide and seek and they said, ready or not, here I come. And you had time to hurry up and find a place before they come around the corner. When he decides to split the skies and come, you're going to run to the rocks and the mountains and say, fall on us, hide us. But he'll know where you're at. I said, he'll know where you're at. I want to be ready, don't you? I want to be packed up. Years ago, the kneeling sang, Jesus is your ticket to heaven. I bought my ticket a long time ago at a little chapel service, 2016 R Street in Bedford, Indiana, on a Wednesday morning chapel service before school started. I bought my ticket at that time. And yeah, I've not always been on the mountaintop, but every now and then it helps to climb a little bit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where's the rest off of you? Hallelujah, that's right. I said, that's right. But I love the Lord tonight. This is the part that I dread about revival. But last night, it's been such a privilege to have been with you and see your smiling faces. And even those of you that never did smile all week is still... have been great to have been with you this week. But it's been such a joy. Hey, folks, I don't have to tell you, but you got a wonderful pastor.
Yes,
you have a wonderful, wonderful pastor and his wife. And they love you and care for you. And they're concerned about you. And we've just enjoyed ourselves being with Brother Samuel and Sister Bethany, and just having the privilege to get to know them a little bit better, and goofing off with them and laughing and carrying on. And it's just been a great time, great, great time. And we've enjoyed ourselves and all the food, whether it been during the day, Brother Sam and Sister Bethany taking care of me, or at nighttime, all the food that was brought in. It's been wonderful. And it's just been a joy to have been here. And I really do count it an honor and privilege to have been at Old Path Tabernacle. Thank you for the offer. May the Lord bless you and you've given. Good to have met Brother Nathan. I don't know if I've ever saw him before, but it's good to meet him. See, I met Nathan, and I met Brother Nathan and Brother Samuel and Brother David and Brother Paul. Four down, seven to go. I think I'm going to write on my bucket list. I'm going to meet them all before I leave this world. How's that? Hallelujah. But we love them. We love the Snows. Don't get to be around their dad very much, but we met him and love him. And I love the Lord most of all, don't you? It's a little bit quiet here tonight. That's all right. Hallelujah. I grew up Indiana, and we had a graveyard behind the church. And I used to stand out in the graveyard as a kid and preach. And I would do the old Brother Wendell Pittman. You ever saw him do that?
Yeah.
He'll preach and then he'll grab his ear and wait for somebody to reply. And thank God nobody ever did. that would stop my preaching right there on the spot. But we'll see what the Lord has in store for us tonight. Nehemiah, chapter number 4. Praise God. Are you happy tonight?
Amen.
Are you glad you're saved?
Amen.
Are you glad you're on the road to heaven?
Amen.
Would you rather be anywhere else? Hallelujah. I'm glad to know that I know that I know that I know. I'm saved.
Amen.
I said, I'm saved.
That's
right. Nehemiah chapter number 4. Verse number 1. And the Bible said, but it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we built the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what do these people do? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stone? Have you ever been around somebody that's mad? Huh? Been around folks that's mad and they just go off on a tangent. They start asking questions, and boy, you can't answer the question. They ask another one, and then another one. And you're sitting there thinking, wait a minute, slow down. What was the first question you asked? That's the way Samuel was here. What do these people do? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an Indian day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned? Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. Hallelujah. And then Nehemiah takes a turn here and starts praying, hear, O Lord God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for prey in the land of captivity. And cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee, for they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together into the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. You may be seated. I want to draw your attention here to verse number 2. I want to draw your attention to all these questions that Sanballat started asking here as he spake to the army of Samaria. He said, what do these people do? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an Indian day? And then he asked the question, will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burnt? For just a little while here, and I trust the Lord to help us, and I really felt like earlier today I was going to preach a different message, but later on this afternoon, as I got back from the pastor's house and was praying and trying to find the will of God for this service, And getting ready, I felt like the Lord directed me to this